Good morning, good morning. Hello, this is Wedge from First Signs. Just want to wish you a very happy new year. What did we learn in 2010? What do we need to learn in 2011? I'm not sure, I'm just having a think. But if there's anything, there's something about personal responsibility. For me, it's about understanding what I can change and influence and control and manage and deal with, and the things that are outside of my remit. Things that are other people, other situations, other processes, things that I can only, kind of react to, possibly manage, but not actually control. Control is usually the wrong word, isn't it? We don't get to control things, we just get to deal with things, we get to influence things, and we get to manage ourselves. Whatever's going on in the light in the world, it's ourselves that we get to manage. So our reaction to things is really important rather than what the thing is. And I guess that's a little bit of what I learned in 2010, and I want to take it into the next year, into this year, 2011. So how about yourself? What are you feeling? What do you think is going to be the important lesson of 2010 and 2011? I guess we all want to be healthier and happier. But how do you define that, and what do you do on a daily basis to reach for health and happiness? Because if there's another thing that I've learned, it's that what we do every day matters. What we do every day creates the person we are becoming. So for me, I want to do some things every day. I want to look after myself every day, and I want to look after the people I love every day. But there is a certain amount of self-centeredness, if you'll forgive me for saying so. Not selfishness, but self-centeredness. Something where you recognise that your centre of power, the central control area of your life, starts with yourself. You can't control your mum, you can't control your dad, you can't control your brother, you can't control your boss, you can't control your best friend. That's ridiculous. But you can control how you react to things and how you work with people and deal with people and manage your relationships. I guess that's what I'm thinking about right now. But it is early in the morning, so forgive me. I might be thinking about something else later on. But that's what strikes me about 2010, 2011, from a personal point of view. We know there was a lot of big things going on in the news and around the world in 2010. And so, quite genuinely, we hope for better things in this year. But I wish you a happy new year, and let's see how we do. We'll see you over at firstsigns.org.uk, and of course you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/firstsigns. See you around. Bye now.